Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Outsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Glory, glory. Adam Gilchrist, all roads lead to Wembley.
Yes, Manchester United after, I mean, that was exhausting. Anyone who watched the Coventry Wolves, Chelsea, Leicester, and then Man United, Liverpool matches, fabulous FA Cup ties. Only the Manchester City one was a straightforward stroll for the reigning champions. But yeah, it was quite something. And if you threw in the England rugby match as well, a difference of 2 points between them and France, you can see why I am drained. There's no colour in me. I'm gone.
Let's start with Russia's election. Surprise, surprise. Possibly his fifth presidential term. Vladimir Putin looks for a landslide victory, but that doesn't mean that it was free from protests in Moscow and other cities.
I mean, essentially, it is a landslide, admittedly, with only 80% of the votes counted, of the precincts counted, as they call them in Russian elections, rather than constituencies. But an 80% count gives us a good idea that he's therefore going to romp to victory with about 87% of the vote and a very high turnout. I don't know if that's, again, there are all sorts of suggestions that these things have been skewed, that some of the votes have been, well, essentially rigged, is what Western observers have said. Germany and the United States were very, very quick to say this was not a fair and democratic process. But still, Vladimir Putin will claim this victory. There are plenty of Russians who do support him. I can't imagine it's really 87%, but he has the country by the throat, and plenty of people do support even his military operation in Ukraine. So he'll see this as validation of himself. 6 more years, and probably another 6 after that, and possibly another 6 after that. I mean, he is getting older. But the worry always, of course, with the very old world leader, and there are a few of them about, is what they think about their legacy, what they want to leave behind, and do they want to leave something behind? Please, Mr. Putin, do you want to leave something behind?
And then an anti-climate change project wants to undo glacial melt. They're trying to recreate or create sea ice. It's a project in Canada.
Yeah. It's a stunningly simple idea and yet wonderfully effective up to a point. I mean, obviously, climate change is the root cause of this. But at Cambridge Bay, which is a very small Canadian village in the Arctic Circle, temperatures around about minus 30. Throw in the wind chill, it'll feel like minus 45. It's that sort of a place currently. It does get a little bit better in summer when it's Northern Hemisphere summer. But year on year, noticeably less sea ice for obviously keeping temperatures down and places for polar bears to go, etc. Less of that means also the ocean absorbs more of the sun's energy and therefore climate change increases. So essentially they are pumping salt water from under the sea ice up on top. And when it goes on the top of the ice, it freezes in a way that it doesn't when it's beneath. So they therefore are thickening the layer of sea ice. I mean, they are slightly spitting in the wind, but still it's a recreation of this and across a fair spread. We're not talking hundreds and hundreds of kilometers, but still there's already geoengineering after all, planting more trees or burying carbon or stopping cows emitting methane emissions. But yeah, more sea ice. It sounds like perhaps all Arctic nations should be doing this. Vladimir Putin, are you noticing?
Want to leave a legacy, Vladimir Putin. And then finally, plans are to revitalize Titanic in the form of Titanic 2. And this is being mooted by an Australian billionaire.
Yeah, I think it's Titanic 2. It was written in Roman numerals. It could have been Titanic 11. It's going the way. What happened to the other 9? But anyway, the last time he had this plan, it was rather scuppered by COVID, got in the way and all sorts of things like that. But this Australian billionaire, Clive Palmer, has resurrected the idea and the blueprint for a $600 million, 11 billion rand replica of the sunken Titanic. As he puts it, he wants to create an upgraded version, far, far superior to the original. I guess lifeboats would be a good idea. He's not deterred by what happened to Titanic 1. He says Titanic 2 would have the same lush interiors and cabins and layout, the same communal dining rooms. Not quite sure that's quite so 21st century with the long tables, that sort of thing. Also, a ballroom, a swimming pool, Turkish baths, as seen on the original liner in 1912, but with mod cons. So I'm guessing the bathrooms will be better, for instance. 112 years on, there'll be some things that will be better. Clive Palmer's already touted a maiden voyage from Southampton to New York. Southampton to New York, on the same route.
What
Not
could
sure.
go wrong? Adam Gilchrist?
I mean, it's fine.
Chat to you tomorrow with the world view.